Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Would it surprise you to know there's a difference between winning and being a winner?
That's right.
You win a contest, the lottery, an athletic event, a prize, but still not be a winner. Winning is an occurrence, something that happens today, this week, this year, then it's gone. A winner is sometimes, a winner is someone who recognizes they're fighting for something noble, someone who refuses to quit, and who can never give up until they win or accomplish their goal. In fact, if you study the history of people who won the lottery, you'll discover few people who are actually winners in life. Regardless of the Mega Millions, they won't. They won by having a winning ticket. That's it. But being a winner is a state of mind. Regardless of what happens or the outcome of any particular contest or endeavor, a winner is someone who recognizes they're fighting for something noble, someone who refuses to quit, and who will never give up until they win or accomplish their goal or calling. You and I, honey, you and I, everybody hearing our voice, we were created to be winners in the game of life.
Amen.
Yet we face an adversary who is dedicated to our defeat. However, God instructs us to fight the good fight of faith because we are, more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors who can overcome every attack of the enemy.
Through the Word of God.
That's right. Dr. Warren Wiersbe, a Bible expositor and author, says, nothing paralyzes our lives like the attitude that things can never change. We need to remind ourselves that God can change things. I like this next sentence, three words. Outlook determines outcome. If we see only the problems, we will be defeated. But if we see the possibilities in the problems, we can have victory. That's a great quote.
It is.
I was pondering this. I went to and looked up Good Fight and Strong's Concordance and in several translations. I looked up those two words, Good Fight. And when I entered it in, it pulled up 1 Timothy 1:18.
1 Timothy 1, verse 18 in the New International Version of the Bible says, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight.
The word good in the Greek, G2570. G2570, and it means beautiful, handsome, excellent, imminent, choice, surpassing, precious, useful, suitable, commendable, admirable.
The King James Version of 1 Timothy 1:18 says, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.
Interestingly enough, the word warfare is the Greek word G4752. G4752, and it means an expedition, campaign, military service, or warfare. This particular Greek word is only used one other time in Scripture, and that's in 2 Corinthians 10:4.
Oh, wow, what a scripture. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, you remember what it says? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Amplified Bible translation of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 says it this way, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. We also felt led to share 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 in the Message Bible. The world is unprincipled. It's dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstacle, obstruction, and building lives of obedience into maturity. The Message Bible always has a way of getting right down where the rubber meets the road.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We want to share a quote with you from Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, who said, "Life is unfair. You don't always get what you deserve. You get what you fight for."
Wow. Now let's go back to 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy 1 verse 18 in the New Living Translation. It says, "Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they help you fight well in the Lord's battles."
Hallelujah. The first key to fighting the good fight of waging effective warfare, of tearing down strongholds, well, here it is. Follow his instructions. Or as I like to say, read your Bible. Do what it says. Hallelujah. First, we follow the instructions found in 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Make your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Wow, honey, that could be a teaching in itself.
Yes, it could. And second, the second key in fighting the good fight of faith is faith. The second key, faith. We really don't feel led to make this teaching about faith, but hopefully when you listen to our Rich Thoughts for Breakfast conference calls, or you've been following the ministry at any point, you'll know that we definitely believe in and preach the power of faith. And let's just say it like this. Faith is not invisible. You know, a lot of people say, oh, faith is invisible. Most people think it is invisible, but it isn't. And it's proven in Scripture. In Hebrews 11:1, the faith chapter, Hebrews 11 verse 1 starts out, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You notice that the thing hoped for may be invisible, but faith is the evidence that makes it real inside. There's no such thing as invisible evidence. We've said it over and over.
Yeah,
you can't go into a courthouse.
That's right.
And win a case with invisible evidence. The thing we hope for is invisible. But if you have faith for, say, a new house, the new house may be invisible right now to you, but your faith won't be. And if your faith is invisible, the house will not show up either. We are to fight the good fight of faith on that which is visible, which is our faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you make that which is seemingly invisible visible? You've got to see it.
That's right.
In the spirit. In other words, see it, believe it, confess it, expect it, never give up on it, and manifest it. One other thing we want to share with you from 1 Timothy 6:12, this time from the Classic Amplified Translation.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you are summoned, and for which you confess the good confession of faith before many witnesses.
The verse says that, well, it says, for which you confessed the good confession of faith before many witnesses. The key to winning your good fight of faith is your confession, which makes what's invisible visible to you. If you want to be a winner in life, then you must follow the first two keys to fighting the good faith: following his instructions and having faith.
Amen.
The third key is fighting to win. Fighting to win is to finish what you've been fighting for.
2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
You know, our dear good friend John Mason, in his book, Let Go of Whatever is Making You Stop, he had this sentence, this quote: you'll be judged by what you finish, not what you start. One other quote that came to my mind in putting this together was from Michael Yosef, an excellent Bible teacher, who said, whenever God calls us to a task, he will equip us and enable us to complete the task. If God allows you to see a need, he will empower you to fulfill that need, to finish the project. But if you want to finish, you have to have a plan. No commanding general would ever go into a battle without a plan. The new season of the National Football League will start in a few weeks. And let me just stop right here and say, first time I see some player not standing for the national anthem, that's it for the National Football League for this year for me. But, you know, here's the point. Prior to the first kickoff, the teams will spend hours, days, weeks, and even months of planning and preparation. During the course of the season, teams will face adversities which they must overcome if they want to be victorious. The team that will lift a Super Bowl trophy at the end of the National Football League season is the one that followed instructions, kept the faith, and finished what they started. Child of God, as you fight the good fight of faith, just remember, God makes you a winner. And honey, it doesn't matter what's being going on.
That's right. Doesn't
matter what anybody said about you. You may have come from a dysfunctional home. What matters is that God, the creator of heaven and earth, says you're a winner.
Amen. And that relationship that you have with the Lord God of the universe, and obeying his word is what is going to take you over the top.
Absolutely. The late Zig Ziglar, master motivator, said, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. And Zig also said, if you don't see yourself as a winner, then you cannot perform as a winner.
That's very true.
Think about those quotes. Child of God, know this. You were born to be a winner.
Amen.
And we believe this is going to be the greatest week of your life.
I was going to say, start this week right by listening to this, even again if you need it, and charge into the week knowing that you are going to make a difference in your life this week.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.